Brian Tripp and Pat Micheletti in Buffalo for the Frozen Four and Saturday's national championship game between the defending champion Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth and the first time appearance in the national championship game for the Minutemen of UMass. Pat, this should be a great championship game. We saw both teams earn hard-fought victories on Thursday night.
Without a doubt. The UMD Bulldogs, they've been here before, as you mentioned, their third year, and they're a team that's prepared. They know how to play in these big games, and it's certainly going to be a new experience for UMass, but they're very excited. They're a very talented team, and it should be a great game.
What impressed you about Minnesota Duluth in their win over Providence? A 4-1 final score, but two empty net goals at the end. They had to kill a 5-on-3 in the third period. Then an unsung hero, Billy Exel, ends up getting the game-winning goal.
Well, the thing with UMD is that they're very well aware of the time on the clock, of situations. They don't waver. They play the same type of game the whole game. And I think it frustrates the other teams to have to play against them. And they make it really, really difficult on teams. They frustrate teams. And then they just keep playing the same way. And that's, I think, been the key for UMD.
In our second national semifinal, the game went to overtime, a 4-3 win for UMass against Denver. And the game, for much of the way, at least the first half of the game, played on special teams. UMass never really established itself 5-on-5 until overtime. Their head coach, Greg Carville, said in overtime he felt like his team got back to what they do best. So what did you see from them in overtime, and how now do they carry that over to the title game?
Well, that's not an easy thing to do. You see the game tied up. You give up two goals. And I really thought their leadership came through, because they came out at the start of overtime and were flying. And you could just sense that it was a different team than what we saw in the third period. And hats off to them, because they stuck with it and were able to get the win.
So, Pat, what ultimately separates one of these two teams for a title?
Well, the experience factor for sure for UMD, being here 3 years in a row, winning last year. The players know how to win. They know what it takes to win big games like this. For UMass, completely new experience. And I don't think they've played their best game yet. And so I think they're going to have they're going to be ready to play tonight.
It's funny. Scott Sandelin, Minnesota Duluth's head coach, said the same thing, too. Should be a great championship game. UMass looking for its first championship. And Minnesota Duluth hoping to go back-to-back for the first time since Denver did it in 2004 and 2005. Myself, Pat, and Shireen Saski will have the broadcast for you coming up 7:30 our airtime on Saturday night here in Buffalo as we get you set for the Frozen Four and the national championship game. Don't forget, you can listen to our broadcast of the game via the TuneIn app or your mobile device or at westwoodonesports.com.